Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
For me, it was our best players didn't play well enough to beat them. And in all phases.
Yeah, now the Cardinals are without maybe their best player for what could be maybe the rest of the season. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily on azcardinals.com. Look, losing the opener in Detroit, that's one thing. Losing the dynamic David Johnson to a dislocated wrist, well, that's the loss that keeps on giving.
David is seeking a second opinion. Prognosis is the same as TJ, a dislocated wrist that would probably require surgery.
Sad to see it, you know, happen this early in the season to, you know, David, one of, you know, our key players on this team. But like you said, that next man up phrase, that's big in this league.
Some huge shoes to fill in his part. You know, we're more than capable of doing it. But as an offense, we just got to pull tighter together and execute better.
We got good running backs. We got Dre, myself, and Kerwin. We feel like we can pick up the slack when a guy like David goes down.
It was always a huge blow to lose a top player, you know, but it's not the end of the world. We've got quality guys on our team, and it's an opportunity for somebody to step up. David Johnson became David Johnson because of somebody's injury.
And if you use TJ Logan's timeline, another running back with a dislocated wrist, it's at least 8 to 12 weeks. So it turns out, David Johnson's longest run of the game came on DJ Humphrey's last snap of the game and went for 6 yards, but Humphreys had to come out, and it's better news on the left tackle, turns out. It's an MCL sprain in his right knee.
Humphreys is probably looking at 1 to 2 weeks.
Never know when somebody's going to go down. And, like you seen yesterday, a couple guys went down, so the guys that's behind them, you're not a backup anymore. You're a starter, and you got to prepare that way, and BA does a good job emphasizing that.
And since it is short-term, well, you got Jared Valdir, the former left tackle. He's going to stay at right tackle, and B.A. is going to stick with backup John Wetzel. Now, B.A. admitted that Wetzel did struggle in Detroit, but
in his defense, he played guard, left guard, right tackle, left tackle in practice, so he didn't really get a full week's work at left tackle. When he has in the past, he's played pretty solid.
And it's interesting, when B.A. was asked about pressure on Carson Palmer and whether that was a major reason for his 3 interceptions, well, B.A. saying yes and no. There was pressure, not from the Lions' D, but from Carson himself.
Super pressure on himself to be perfect instead of just play. I mean, I can't explain that first interception. I don't think he can either.
All right, and finally, some more QB news here. Andrew Luck has been officially ruled out of this game by the Colts, and we'll leave you with B.A. and how he says that Carson Palmer will be back in a different way.
Very confident. Just talking to him today, you know, formulating game plans already for Indy and bouncing ideas off of him. So he's embarrassed like all of us because it's coaching as well as playing.